Emmy didn't know if Scarlett was even Scarlett's real name. And she hasn't met her yet. They'll see each other at the resort, Scarlett said. Emmy met Scarlett's assistant a couple of days ago, though, to finalize some details so everything would go smoothly when they get to meet each other. Do you think that looks good? Emmy asked Daniel, her boyfriend, after she put the mini diamond into place. She made a couple of cupcakes that she could present to Scarlett tomorrow. No, Daniel answered with a grin on his face. It looks amazing. Emmy playfully shoved him as she washed her hands on the faucet. She took a deep breath and faced Daniel. I'm kind of scared, you know. Daniel kissed her on the forehead. Relax, he said. You're getting too worked up again. I told you everything would be okay. Yeah, but I feel like if I screw this up, everything will really be ruined. Hey, this Scarlet girl trusts you, Daniel said, and you still haven't met in person. That counts for something. I mean, she sounds sketchy and all, but maybe she's really just full of surprises. And I really don't want to confuse you more, so... She laughed. Well, Emmy said, maybe you're right. Daniel smiled at her. Come on, he said. I'll help you pack. Chapter 2. A Trip to the Resort. The following day, Daniel and Emmy started to make their way to the Sky Valley Resort to meet up with Scarlett, whose wedding was going to happen in a few days. They were in Daniel's car, and Love Lowe's Habits was playing on the radio. Emmy was singing along as she looked out the window. No matter what transpired in the past couple of months, she still couldn't help but be in awe of Sky Valley. It was one of the most beautiful and peaceful places in Georgia, and on Earth. The lush trees and the colorful flowers make it seem like a piece of paradise on Earth. Somehow, she wished that it really was just like that, and that there were no problems. But she also knew that it was impossible. There will always be some bit of trouble in paradise. What if Scarlett is an actress? Daniel asked. I mean, come to think about it, maybe she wants to be mysterious and she does not want to reveal her name because the paparazzi would come find her. She does not even use her own photo on Facebook, and there's too little information, right? Maybe being a star would explain it all. He laughed. Oh boy, I guess I've read too many of your girly books. Emmy laughed. You're insane, she said and smiled. She then took a deep breath. That makes me nervous, though, she went on. Her air of mystery, I mean. Sometimes I feel like maybe she just wants to test me, or that maybe this is just a drill and she won't show up and all that. Hey, Daniel answered. She doesn't know you. Sorry if I made you nervous. No, it's not your fault. I guess I still really have not gotten over everything that happened months ago. Daniel held her hand and squeezed it gently. Those things are not exactly easy to forget. You're right, she said. I should stop stressing over everything. She laughed nervously. It's just making things worse. Maybe when this Scarlet person reveals herself, you'll feel better. Anyway, he said. How's Audrina? Have you spoken with her recently? Yeah, Emmy answered. She's still in Guatemala. She told me she's currently working at this surfboard shop by the beach, and she's enjoying it there. I guess that's good for her. I mean, she does deserve to move on from all this. Dad misses her, though. He'll never say it directly, but I know he does. It's obvious that he does, she went on. You know, sometimes I feel like he wants to go out there and find her, but he's not sure if it's right. I wish I could talk to him about it, but you know how he is. Daniel nodded his head. Maybe Audrina will come back sooner or later. Sky Valley's her home, even if she thinks otherwise. Emmy chuckled. It's like you're talking about me, too. Daniel laughed. Yeah, well, maybe, he said. You see, you spent so much time in Paris, but you know your roots are here. Yeah, she muttered. I love you. I love you, too. She squeezed his hand and thought about how lucky she was to have him. She tried to avoid him before, especially while she was in Paris, because she was confused about a lot of things. But 6 months ago, she realized that he is an integral part of her life, and that she could no longer deny that. So, they officially got together, and things have been smooth sailing since. They were perfect together, and some days, that thought scares her. Sometimes, she thinks that because they are perfect for each other, life will play with them.